Shlishi of this week's Parsha, Parshas Metzora, we read about the korban brought by the Metzora in his Tara process. Ideally, he brings a keves for an ola, keves for a chatas, keves for an asham. And then the Torah tells us, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, v'im dalhu, if he's poor and he can't afford it, then he brings an Yisaron solet and shtei torim o shnei v'nei yonah, birds, instead of kvasim, which is understandable. Not everyone could afford that level of an expense. We have a very interesting halacha, which expresses the concept of arvus between Jews, and that is that if a person, not the Metzora, takes upon himself to bring the korban on behalf of the Metzora, he is able to be mechaper for the Metzora. If he says, korbano shel Metzora zeh alai, he can bring the korban on behalf of the Metzora. The question comes up, what if the person bringing the korban in actuality is a different level of finances than the person who is actually the Metzora? You can have it in two directions. Let's say the one bringing it on behalf of the Metzora is poor while the Metzora is rich. Or, on the other hand, the Metzora is poor while the person bringing it is rich. The Rambam speaks about this in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara, Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph. In the first direction, if an Ashir says, Karbono Shem Metzora Zeh Alai, and the Metzora was an Ani, the Ashir has to bring a Korban of a rich Metzora. The Chiddush in this is that the one offering the Korban, we look at him and his potential as opposed to the limited potential of the Metzora. And this is very understandable. He internalizes the need for Kapara. He's bringing it as if it's his own Kapara. What's interesting is that we find the opposite halacha in the opposite direction. Let's say a poor person takes upon himself to bring the Korban Metzora of a rich Metzora. We would think, based on the halacha we just mentioned, that he should bring a Korban of a poor person. Yet the Rambam tells us that he has to bring the Korban of a rich person. He has to bring the Korban of the Metzora who is rich, who he took upon himself to be Mechaper for. We see here the two directions this goes in. Lubavitcher Rebbe explains at length that, sorry about that, the Lubavitcher Rebbe explains that when a poor person takes upon himself the Korban of a rich person, a person's identification with the other person can help him grow and in Mirtz Hashem become a rich person as well. So even though at this point he's poor, since he's identifying with the poor, rich person who needs kapara, we assume that he'll be able to rise his level in Gashmius as well, to be able to be like the rich person and bring the rich person's carbon.